Welcome to Insider Profile. I'm your host, Paul Schindler. Insider Profile is brought to you by CMPNet, the technology network. The latest news and features about computers, computing, the internet, and high-tech finance. Find it at www.cmpnet.com.
The consequences of not having applications running cross-platform are very bad. If we don't overcome the platform issue with the internet, then the internet will never be as successful as I think we all want it to be.
It's been just 5 years since Kim Police first got involved with Java, back when it was known as Oak at Sun Microsystems. It's been almost 2 years since she and three others left Sun to form Marimba, which creates development tools and server technology that improve Java usability. In that time, she's developed some strong opinions on the internet and Java portability. She shared these opinions with NetInsider.
What's the most optimistic statement you can make about the future of the internet?
That it will become invisible, that it'll become like a utility, like electricity or water, and that people will stop talking about URLs and downloading and the technologies that we're so absorbed with, and that we'll just plug in, just like we plug into the phone jack or the electric outlet or turn on a water faucet. It'll become so central to our lives, it'll become invisible.
What about the most pessimistic statement?
That it would become so tightly regulated that all of the beauty of it would disappear. The ability for people to express themselves freely and for people to publish their beliefs and their you know, poetry, pictures, whatever it happens to be, to send information freely around the net, that it would become so regulated both from a censorship standpoint and from a distribution of information standpoint. In other words, the sources from which we would get access to the internet would be very tightly controlled, and there would be three large commercial companies, you know, dominating the internet. That would be a very pessimistic view.
How is your work at Marimba going to affect the average internet user?
When I talked before about my most optimistic view of the internet being that it became invisible and that you just access services like you access services through electricity or telephone, that's what we want to enable. And by that I mean what Marimba does is we enable applications to be delivered invisibly, transparently across the internet and then updated and managed in the background. And an application is really a service like package tracking or home banking or travel reservation systems or whatever. So the impact that I think Marimba will make on the internet is enabling the internet to be used in a whole new way. Instead of just for browsing, the internet being able to be used for accessing services that are comprehensive, that are compelling, easy to use, that don't require any technical knowledge or, you know, downloading or installation, that are personalized, customized, that basically deliver on the whole Nirvana vision of the internet that we've all heard about, you know, about how one day we'll be able to pay our taxes and do our banking and all that kind of stuff. That's what our technology will enable, used through our customers by developing applications and delivering them.
In the Sun versus Microsoft dispute over Java, do you have an opinion about who is right, or more generically, what do you see as the future of what might be the struggle for control of the Java standard?
Well, I can't claim to be an expert on this debate because I have not read the contract. However, I do very strongly believe in the need for platform independent implementation of the Java virtual machine and compatibility between Java virtual machines. Whatever it takes to make that happen, I think that means the entire industry rallying behind that goal, exerting pressure upon everyone who's driving the future of Java to make that goal, I'm in support of. I do think that we need to focus as an industry on making the Java virtual machine, specifically the class library surrounding the Java virtual machine, as compact and simple and cross-platform as possible. In other words, have a very basic set of class libraries that comprise the fundamental core class libraries, and then libraries that take advantage of a platform can be bundled along with an application. And then, you know, you kind of get the best of both worlds. You get a very portable Java virtual machine that runs on all platforms, and then you can take advantage of whatever the platform that you're on by bundling those specific libraries with the application.
What do you think the consequences of failure of the industry to get behind multi-platform portability would be? What will the result for users be if the industry can't get it together?
Well, because the internet is driving the proliferation of multiple platforms, because we're now going to have all sorts of different devices plugging into the internet, cell phones, PDAs, laptops, all sorts of different servers, heterogeneous environments. It's essential that we have technologies, standards that can operate in a very heterogeneous world. The world is going to get only more heterogeneous, not less heterogeneous, especially with the device space exploding and everything having an IP connection. So the consequences of not having technologies and standards that support cross-platform capabilities, applications running cross-platform, are very bad. I mean, it would be a very bad outcome for users, because we would be in a situation where things didn't work everywhere and there were constant incompatibilities and clashing. And really, I think the end result would be that the internet would not be a consumer platform. It would not be something that the average person could plug into and use, because vast consumer audience will not be putting up with having to make a choice between platforms and buying different software for different platforms and, you know, installing special software so that this platform works right but versus that platform. The reason why PCs have only penetrated, I think it's somewhere around 50% or less, the U.S. population is in large part, yes, they were expensive, but also because they're difficult to use. They've been incredibly difficult to use, very complex, and you needed to be ready to install software and to figure out how to configure your DIP switches. If we don't overcome the platform issue with the internet, then the internet will never be as successful as I think we all want it to be.
Are you optimistic that the industry will get it together? If memory serves me, COBOL was supposed to be universal and Unix was supposed to be universal. Do you have any reason for hope in this case?
Yes, I do, and for a few reasons. One is I think we've learned lessons from the experiences of trying to make COBOL, Unix, and other technologies cross-platform. So we know what not to do, we know what to do as an industry. Also, I think that the economic promise that the internet holds out for all of the systems platform vendors is tremendous, and the application developers as well. So people don't want to screw this up. Tools developers, application developers want to make sure that what they're building will work on a whole bunch of different platforms. They don't want to narrow their market and the penetration into the ultimate user base of the entire world's population. I think there's a lot more pressure brought to bear, a lot more pressure that will be exerted on making sure that technologies run in a cross-platform environment than was ever the case before, because you didn't have the scenario of Unix being something that ran in everybody's cell phone, but you do now have the pervasiveness of the technologies, the potential for the pervasiveness of the technologies to every person, literally, in the population. And that increases the pressure and the need for portability.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Insider Profile. Insider Profile is brought to you by CMPNet, the technology network. The latest news and features about computers, computing, the internet, and high-tech finance. Find it at www.cmpnet.com. I'm your host, Paul Schindler. We'll be back next week with another Insider Profile.